Welcome to the Inside Mommy Athletics podcast, where we bring you the reports of the Panthers' athletic scenes.
Thanks, Oliver. And I'm your host, Jeremy Schneider. Thanks for tuning in. We're getting ready for the start of the basketball season with our third straight basketball interview this week. We've got girls captain Lucy Porter. Lucy's been an impact player for the Panthers for 3 years, and now she's looking to round out her mommy career in style. She's only 202 points away from joining the 1,000-point scorers club, and the team is talking about an NBC title. We talk about what to expect this season, where her game has grown the most, and the journey it took for the program to get to where it is now. We're also joined by a past Maumee team captain for some of the interview as well. Here's my chat with Lucy Porter. All right, so talk about this season coming up here. There's a lot of potential, a lot of excitement around it. I mean, you guys won 13 games last year for the first time, and it's been a long time. Long time. So what's the excitement like? What's the anticipation like coming into this season?
I mean, we're super excited. Last year obviously didn't end the way we wanted, but at the same time, there was a ton of success from it. I think especially, you know, the girls who played varsity my freshman and sophomore year, so Taylor, Izzy a little bit, you know, we were sick of going into the Springfield, the Perrysburgs, and Northeast and losing by like 50 points. So last year was just like huge for us in that aspect because winning matters, you know. We didn't like losing, but we also had a good time my freshman and sophomore year, but I would say we can't wait. Everyone is so excited. Everyone is pumped for this game on Friday. You can feel the anticipation.
Yeah. Is there a difference? And this is something that I've said, and I've said it to coaches, and I want to get it from a player's point of view. Is there a difference between losing 70-20 to Anthony Wayne as opposed to 41-34 to Oak Harbor or Eastwood? Mm-hmm. Is a loss still a loss? Or do you feel like that closer loss, at least you were in the game, does that mean a little bit more?
A loss is still a loss, but yeah, like going in, especially in the NLL, it was just hard because obviously we went in the game hopeful, but
sure,
we knew that it was going to be a hard game. But going into now the NBC, we know like any given night it could go either way, which just makes it more fun to compete. Like going into Anthony Wayne or Perrysburg, like you just know that the girls there are just, they're basketball girls. Like we don't have many of that at Maumee. We don't have many athletes who are just one sport. It's three sport athletes.
Talk about overall that change to the NBC. It seems like the two sports that I always think of that have benefited the most so far from this change has been football and girls basketball.
Yeah.
Talk about the change. I mean, because you do go from facing Anthony Wayne and Perrysburg and those good Springfield teams. And yeah, you're not facing them anymore, but you're facing good Eastwood teams. You're facing good Oak Harbor teams. So it's not like it's a cakewalk.
Yeah. So obviously the NBC has been different for all of our teams. Obviously boys soccer and girls soccer haven't really.
they haven't missed a beat.
Yeah, but honestly, for girls basketball, it's still hard. Like I said, like any night could go either way. Like any team, there's a very good chance Otsego could beat us. But it just makes it more, it's just more competition for us, I guess you would say. Like we know going into the game that it can go either way. But yeah, I think I'm really happy that we changed the leagues just because, again, like we didn't like losing, and I think it's more even competition.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Honestly, are we looking at an NBC championship this year?
I believe we can. I think it's between us, Genoa, I think Oak Harbor could, and maybe Fostoria.
Okay.
I don't know about Fostoria, but I do think that we could definitely win a championship. I think if we all put our minds to that and focus on that, and not only an NBC championship, but having a better record than last year is important, but I do think we can. We beat Genoa last year. I mean, we did lose Sky and Megan, but we put in Taryn and Myla are pretty equal. Like, I think Taryn and Myla are great pieces to that.
Right.
We have Rain, we have Taylor, we have Izzy, and we have Charlie. I mean, like, I think we have all the pieces. We just need to work together.
Talk about those pieces. I for one, was extremely excited to see Charlie come back. Her energy she brings to the court, she's got that edge that you sometimes need. Talk about the other pieces on the team a little bit more.
So, I mean, Charlie, like, Coach Kieran calls her a magician because when she goes up to the basket, somehow she just, it just goes in. Like, but also her defense, like, she is a brick wall.
Yeah.
Like, she's probably going to be the person we put on the best player on the other team. Or
sure.
Whoever, yeah. And then we have Taylor, who, I mean, I could go on about Taylor, about the athlete she is, the person she is, like, the growth she has had from sophomore year to now is insane.
Okay.
Like, she is, I think she could definitely make a league team this year. She should make a league team this year, at least second. I think she can make first. Just with, I mean, last year was her first year in really being our point guard.
Right.
This year she has taken it to another level. Her passes, like, just her defense also has gotten really great. Her rebounding in practice has been awesome. And then we have Izzy. Izzy is just a force. Like, she does not stop. You don't want to be on Izzy. I'm glad that Izzy's on our team and she's not on the other team, because I would not want to be against Izzy Yancey just because of the heart that she has for this. And then Rain is a shooter. She has great energy. I love Rain. Taryn, I mean, she's small. She's probably about like 4'11 or so, but again, I would not want to be on the other side of that with Taryn.
Yeah.
And then Mila. Mila has been great on varsity. She didn't play much last year on varsity. She dressed, but she's been really great. I always have her on me because she's a great defender, and I obviously like to have that in practice. But she's a great defender. She can sprint. She can run fast. So I'm really excited. We have all those pieces. Haley Survey, Penny Farley, Anna MP. We have a great bench. So I'm really excited.
It seems like all the girls on this team can run, too.
Yes. Yeah.
And I noticed in the scrimmage that I went to see, I think you guys, it was Southfield.
Yep.
The press coming out.
Yes.
How excited are you to get out and run a little bit this year?
Coach Kieran put that press in, I believe. But that could have been the difference between so many games. Like, pretty much every game we played against any of the NBC teams or out of league teams too. But that press or pressing could have made a difference. We just didn't do it last year because we were so short on people.
Right.
So I think acclimating to that, I mean, that press, we have, so it's a 2-2-1, and then we have another one that we just practiced in practice this week. But we're getting a lot of steals. Southview, I mean, I think we got, I don't even know how many steals we got into points, but we got a good amount, and I'm really excited for that because that will slow or make teams think fast, and that's what we want to do. We want to go, go, go.
You want to force them into some mistakes.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys are kind of a short team.
Yep.
Not a lot of size there. I think what Izzy and Anna, Penny, Haley,
yep.
I think they're all kind of post-ish,
yeah.
post players or post-ish
yeah.
players.
Yep.
So that kind of influences what you guys want to do this year too. So how do you think that'll help getting out and running to kind of combat that a little bit, the lack of size?
Yeah. I mean, we are smaller size. I mean, besides Anna, she's at like 6'1" or so, but I mean, with the NBC, it's not really that big of a deal just because all the post players are undersized pretty much. But the difference with us, I think, is that our post players can sprint. They can full on, like, they can run fast and they can push the ball too. Like, I'm confident having Izzy bring the ball up the court a few times if need be. So I think that's a big difference between us and other teams.
Mommy Athletic Boosters meet the first Wednesday of each month at 7 p.m. in the High School Learning Commons. If you're interested in supporting the student athletes at both Maumee High School and Maumee Middle School, you should consider getting involved. The next meeting is on Wednesday, December the 4th. Can't wait to see you there. So I want to talk about your journey. You've been doing this since you were a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Started day one as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
How have you progressed as a player? How have you grown as a player? Where do you think is that one area maybe that you've grown the most, that you've improved the most from freshman year to mm-hmm. now as a senior?
I think the biggest thing is getting in the weight room.
Mm.
That was a huge part for me. I see myself in Taryn Pyle a lot.
Yeah.
Just being that tiny. I was a little bit taller than her, but seeing that, I think that was pretty much me as a freshman, you know, coming in on varsity, undersized, not really knowing where my place was. But I think a big thing is just being a leader, like knowing when to go and when to stop. I don't need to go out and score however many points a night to lead this team. I have the pieces. If I'm being face guarded, I have Taylor Smith in the corner shooting a three. I have Rain Hurt on the wing shooting three. I have Izzy Yancey in the post,
yeah,
ready to make a move, you know? So I think knowing that I don't need to be the person on this team. I have all the pieces with me. So I think that's a big part of it. Obviously, being in the weight room, that's helped a ton. I worked with Coach Rohr this past summer. He made a plan for me. And I think that has helped me a lot, getting in the weight room. But I think those two aspects, just knowing that it's not all on me, knowing yeah. that there's not, you know, I put the pressure on myself. No one ever puts the pressure on me. So knowing that I can take that pressure off of me because my teammates have my back.
So there's a couple things I want to hit on there. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with pressure on yourself,
mm-hmm.
because that is one thing I've always seen from you, is you always put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like you try to, I don't want to say try to do too much, but you try to put too much pressure on
yeah.
yourself. How what have you done? Has there been anything you've tried to do, tried to tell yourself, tried to go through to help alleviate that? Or has that just been part of a maturation process?
I think a little bit is just me maturing, but there's been times where Coach Solera has told me, like, you know, during a game, like, you don't need to do all this. Like, you're doing a little bit too much. And that's okay, you know?
Yeah.
That's okay to be told that, but I also think a little bit of it is just me maturing, but also me just locking into the game and knowing that I don't need to be going out and doing all this every single night. I don't need to be scoring points. I can be, you know, a good stat line would be 20 rebounds or whatever. I don't need to be going out and scoring so many points. I could be getting a stop on defense. I could be rebounding. I could be getting steals, being a good leader on the bench. Like, I think just that all-around player has made me better.
So that leads into the
yeah.
second part of what I wanted to talk about is you've always been a great teammate. You've always been somebody that is unselfish.
Mm-hmm.
You've always been somebody that tries to get your teammates involved. But I think one thing Coach Solera said to me before this season, when we talked like a week or two ago, is that you've gotten better at making the people around you better.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? What's the difference in your eyes between being a good teammate and knowing how to pass and knowing how to get others involved,
mm-hmm.
but then making, because there's
yeah.
a difference. There's a
yeah.
difference between doing that and making your teammates better. How have you gotten better? What's the difference between the two?
Yeah, so coming into freshman year, I had a lot of great teammates around me that when I made a mistake, it wasn't, oh, she's a freshman, like, come on, like, pass the whatever, whatever. But
right.
now, just, I don't want to see my teammates get down on themselves after one mistake. Something I tell them a lot is, like, come on, like, short-term memory, you gotta take that off you and focus on this next play.
Right.
I get very passionate during practice just because I'm passionate about this. And I know a lot of them, you know, there's no one else besides Izzy who is just plays basketball, who is just basketball.
Yeah.
So I've kind of had to realize that, like, you know, like, they're not all trying to go play college basketball. You know,
right.
They're not trying. Like, they have other sports. They have a life out of this. So I think just knowing the line between being a leader and being not yelling and, like, making my teammates better, finding that line has been big for me, especially in practice, just because I like to lead. I like to tell them, you know, help them how to do this, how to do that, but also just I'm their friends, you know, like, these are all my best friends, so I don't want to be rude to them or anything like that.
Yeah. You, And I know right now, the last year or two, you focus solely on basketball, but you've been a multi-sport athlete. Mm-hmm. And I've always said that is, I'm always a huge proponent of kids in high school being multi-sport athletes. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important. Until you reach a certain point and you realize, okay, my future is in this or my future is in that. Then I'm like, go ahead. Yeah, if that's what you want to focus on, go for it. Mm-hmm. So can you talk about that part of being a multi-sport athlete mm-hmm. and now being a focused on basketball sort of athlete and how that helps you know what you just said? Because you've got teammates like Taylor who are focused on softball as well. You know that mm-hmm. pressure and that mm-hmm. stress, that push and pull that comes from that.
Yeah. So this past year, I decided not to do cross country, obviously, just because I wanted to focus completely on basketball.
Yeah.
And I was not, it was my decision, you know, my parents were like, okay, like whatever you need to do for your mental health and that. So I focused on basketball, but I know for a lot of them, like we had someone, Autumn Guger, mm-hmm. she decided not to play basketball because of just her well-being. And I was like, you know what? Do what's good for you. If you need to do what's, if you need to quit this sport because that's what you need to do to help you, by all means, do it. You know, I tried to help her out, tried to talk with her a little bit, but another loss was Anna Zhang, who just the same reason. But honestly, I would rather their well-being over them trying to go through this long, tiring season with just a bunch of just thoughts and stuff like that. So I think focusing on their mental health and just asking them how their day was, you know, we actually started doing this during every practice. So my AAU team, before every practice after we stretch, we all get in a circle and we hold hands and we ask how their day was.
Oh, so that's cool.
We started doing that after we stretch at Maumee. And I think everyone has really, we just ask how your day was. And I think just starting practice off with asking them how their day was before we get into basketball is important.
Talk about your AAU experience. You've been able to play in front of or in the same gym as some incredible people. Yep. People like Gino Auriemma, people like Don Staley.
Yep.
How has that experience kind of opened your eyes to basketball mm-hmm. on a bigger stage, a bigger scale? And how has it helped you become a better basketball player?
So I played locally for freshman, sophomore year. And then junior year, I went up to Michigan. A school, Wayne Memorial. Jarvis Mitchell, he coaches their girls basketball team there, and he, I think, has had, I don't know how many number, but a good amount of point guards go Division I in the past 6 or so years. There's actually a girl right now, her name is Rose, she's at Virginia Tech, and she just had the second triple-double in school history.
Wow.
So I played in the same gym as her. I've guarded her multiple times because he just has so many, like, connections. Mm-hmm. He has so many players that have come out of that, so many amazing players that have come out of that. And so I think I had to go far away just because I think around here it's just not, there's not as much exposure. So I had to think about that. But going there has made my recruiting process, like, just explode. Like, I played in front of Kim Mulkey. I saw Gino from UConn just... I mean, it's crazy. Like, you can see, like, top 5 schools, Power 5 schools, Big 10 schools at just an AAU tournament. So, it's insane. I played against a girl who won an Olympic gold medal just recently in the summer. So, AAU has gotten insane. Like, it's gotten crazy. But just playing with those girls, just their... Because everyone comes from a different school. So, getting to play with other girls, getting to play with other players who... know basketball differently has, I think, really helped me.
Can you talk about the recruiting process? How has that been? Has there been anything in that process that surprised you?
Mm-hmm.
What's it been like to be recruited to play mm-hmm. college basketball?
It's been crazy. I think it really started my sophomore year when I started getting emails and stuff like that. But I've also reached out to coaches.
Right.
And I think one thing that I've learned from this is that, I mean, as a freshman and as, like, in middle school, my dream was to go D1.
Yeah.
But I've taken a step back and just realized I want to go somewhere where I'm wanted, whether that's D1, D2, D3, whatever level it is, I want to go where I'm wanted, and I have a good list of schools that, I mean, they're that I just got a text the other day from a coach, like, asking me to call next week. I call a lot of coaches during the week just to check up on me and stuff like that, so I want to go somewhere where they're checking in on me. And
yeah.
Not just basketball, but just my overall well-being. So, but the recruiting process has been crazy. You know, going to camps and stuff like that, it's tiring. I don't think people realize how it gets for an athlete, just because you are constantly responding to emails, responding to calls, and you're going to have to say no to someone. You know, if you're getting recruited by multiple schools, you're going to have to say no, which I don't like doing.
Yeah.
I don't like telling people no, so, which is hard, but I'm not going to make my decision until after basketball season, and I've told all the coaches that I've been recruited at, that I'm not making my decision until after this season, because I want to put everything I can into this season.
Right. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. What's one piece of advice, if there's somebody out there, it's a parent or maybe a kid, mm-hmm. who has dreams or has an actual chance of playing college mm-hmm. basketball, softball, football, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. What's your advice to them?
I would say to not compare yourself to others is my biggest piece of advice, because just the way social media has grown recently, it's easy to look at other kids in your class seeing them going to camps or them getting offers, and it's easy to be like, oh, wow, like, that's not me. What am I doing wrong? And then it just leads to – it's a domino effect of just that, but – if you don't compare yourself, or if you see that and be like, oh, that's good for them, but I'm going to keep working, I think that's the biggest piece of advice. But also being realistic but having goals, I think, is important. You know, and again, finding somewhere where you are wanted, where the coach truly wants you. It doesn't matter what level it is, where you are wanted and where you can play the sport of your dreams.
The Mirror newspaper has been a supporter of IMA from the very beginning. If quality journalism is important to you, please consider becoming a subscriber. You can head to their website at themirrornewspaper.com to find more information on becoming a traditional print or digital subscriber.
So for this part of the podcast, we have two special guests, actually. We have my daughter, Evelyn Schneider, 2023 graduate of Maumee High School, four-year basketball player, captain her senior year. And then we also have, more importantly, we have Stone, the greatest puppy in the world, is down there because we're recording this at my house. What I want to talk to both of you about is just about where this program has come from. You know, I think the boys basketball team had a list of the players in their locker room who came before, because you can't do anything without who came before. And even if those players don't get to enjoy the success, they need to know that they're still a part of it. So I'll start with you, Evelyn. When you were going through everything, when you were going through those games where you're getting beat 70-10 by Anthony Wayne, or you were, you know, winning two or three games a year, do you take some pride in what this program is now? 13-9 last year. Now we're talking about an NBC title this year as a realistic possibility. Do you take some pride in that? Do you know that, hey, part of what I did led to this?
I mean, like, yeah, it's really cool to see how far the program's come. I mean, from my senior year, I think we won three games, to going 13-9 the year after. And it's not just the league change. And I feel like that's what a lot of people get, like, caught up on. It's just because we moved from the Northern Lakes League to the NBC. Like, they think it's just because of that. But it's also a lot of the hard work that the girls have put in on the offseason and in the season. And it's good to know that, like, while I'm not there as, like, a student athlete, like, it's still, like, I feel like a lot of the positivity and a lot of the energy I brought my juniors and seniors years when I was on varsity has, like, really, like, bled through the program. And, like, now I'll go to games and I'll see, like, people, like, talking and, like, hyping up their teammates. And my freshman and sophomore years, like, I didn't see a lot of that. And that really, you know, like, kind of bled onto our record. I don't think we won a single game my freshman or sophomore years on the varsity program.
Right.
And just seeing how much, like, something as simple as energy and positivity can change a record is really, really awesome.
When you, and I know when you were going through it, you were a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
So you maybe didn't think about it this way. But when you were going through those years, going through those losses, did you ever kind of think about, okay, this is for something bigger than this, just this year. I want to leave this program better than the way I found it.
I'd say I thought about it a little bit. Obviously, like, you kind of get stuck in, like, the, gosh, we're losing these so many games and all of this and how it really sucks in the moment. But then I'd go home and I'd think about, okay, like, this isn't just for me. Like, I'm out here doing this for the little girls who come to the game and for the middle schoolers who are, you know, just, like, looking up to the girls on varsity and even the freshmen in the program who are, you know, watching the games and, like, thinking about how that's going to be them in 3-4 years. Because that was me my freshman year. Like, I looked up to a lot of, like, the senior post players.
When you were coming onto the program as a freshman, and Evelyn, were you a
junior?
You were a junior. That's what I thought. So Evelyn was a junior. What was it about some of those kids? What did you see from those kids that helped you along your process, helped you as a freshman?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's a huge jump going from eighth grade to all of a sudden you're facing these grown women at Perrysburg and Anthony Wayne. I mean, that's a little bit of a jump.
Yeah. I could not be more grateful that I had the teammates I did my freshman and sophomore year to look up to. Obviously, Evelyn, Taylor Westrick was really great with me.
Yeah.
I see Taryn Pyle a lot in her too, just the drive and
yeah.
the work that she has. Another one was Lincoln Williams. She
yeah.
was really great. And another one was Peyton Phillips, who
yeah.
was like my big sister freshman year, who was actually Taryn Pyle's half sister. So it's kinda
yeah.
like a we're all connected. But Peyton was really like a big sister to me. She, you know, some of the other seniors, like, they were kind of, obviously there's a freshman coming in
right.
and I took someone's spot, but Peyton was never like that. She was always like, and so was Evelyn, and so was Taylor, and so was Lincoln. She was always like, you know, you're here for a reason. Like, obviously you're starting for a reason. You're starting for a reason, but not only on the court, but off the court, you know, I made a ton of friendships and I still talk to Peyton. I still talk to Evelyn to this day.
Yeah.
So I think that was really special. And I just want to be that person for the freshmen now, you know. I connect with a lot of the freshmen now. I feel old, I guess. Like, it's kind of weird being a senior just because I see myself in so many of them. Like,
yeah.
And I tell them, I really, like, all the time I tell them, like, don't ever wish to grow up. Like, seriously. Like, you need to just savor this right now. And they're like, no, like, I want to grow up. Like, I want to
yeah.
do all this. I'm like, no, you, like, you're going to be in, you're going to, I tell them, you're going to remember me telling you not,
mm-hmm.
You don't want to grow up.
Yeah, it's going to happen quick enough.
It is. And I just, like, I don't know. It's special seeing them. I see me in them a lot. Just
yeah.
their energy, I think. So.
Do you feel any, I don't want to say pressure. Do you feel any extra motivation or anything extra for kids like Lincoln and Taylor and Evelyn, who maybe didn't get to do the winning? They didn't
yeah.
get to have too many of those fun locker rooms after
yeah.
games. Do you feel any extra motivation to win for people like that who
yeah.
came before you?
Yeah, because we wouldn't be the team we are right now without that roster my freshman or sophomore year. It wouldn't have happened. All the work, and before I came here, the work that they put in the off season to go and then go out and lose against Perrysburg and Anthony Wayne and all the other teams, we wouldn't be the team that we are now without them. We
right.
wouldn't. And without the people even before us. So I think that has played a part. And I think just next year when I'm not there, I want that to carry on. I want that to carry on from Taylor Westrick's energy, from Evelyn's energy, to my energy, to Taylor Smith's energy, to on and on and on. I want I don't want it to just be gone when I leave, or I don't want it to just be gone when Taylor leaves or an Izzy, you know. I want it to keep going because I think Mommy is special. I think we have – there's a lot of great athletes. And even we had the Little League, whatever, yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, they're young, but there are so many great athletes. There were so many great athletes in that gym. In the younger gym, you know, they're young. But, like, yeah. In the older gym, there was a lot of great people in there that could, like, can be a difference maker in the next however many years when they get there. So I think it's special. And also just having them come in. It's really great. We've had a girl come in, and she's the past 2 weeks she's made us art to put in the locker room.
Oh, that's cool.
And then there's two girls who I've been not friends with, obviously, because they're younger, but they've been following me since freshman year.
Yeah.
And they're two sisters, and I see younger me in them all the time because they run and they play basketball. And it's just great having all these kids come in, and not just for me, but just for everyone, just seeing them, and they look up to us. Like, they come in, they're excited to see us. They're excited to see the freshmen, the sophomores, the juniors, the seniors. They're excited to see all of us. So I think it's really big having, you know, the older, like Evelyn's graduating class, Taylor's graduating class, all of them putting that work in before right now, that we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be where we are right now without them.
I want to get to the youth, that aspect here in a second. But Evelyn, you're over there nodding your head. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about passing on that energy, that expectation onto the next generation, the next class, so that it doesn't just die with you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think my energy and my vocal aspect of my game was definitely my strongest. I had times where I was injured. I went through a lot of injuries my junior and senior years.
Yeah, it was pretty hard.
You know that.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And just being able to keep that aspect of my game, which I honestly think is the most, like, important throughout all of that, was really what kept me, like, above, like, thinking, like, above water, like, thinking that, like, I can still contribute to my team. And it's a huge part. Like, I could see, like, when people were getting down, when girls were missing shots or not, you know, doing the right things, I would just kind of pick them up, and, like, automatically it'd be, like, a different, like, mindset going into the next play.
Yeah.
And I think that's something I really wanted to pass on. I really see it in Lucy. Like, I go to their practices now, and I help out, and I see Lucy, you know, talking on her defensive assignments, which you didn't do as a freshman because you were just a little baby freshman. But and then I see it in Izzy, who is just such an amazing player. I see a lot of myself in her because, you know, she's had to work for some of it. Obviously, she's had a lot of personal struggles through the past year. Mm-hmm. And while they're not the same things I went through, I feel like she's really had to work to get back to where she is now. Yeah. And still seeing her have that vocal aspect of her game when she was on the bench her freshman year for the varsity program and all of that. And I really, like, it gives me pride to know that something I didn't start, like, vocal communication.
Right.
But, like, I feel like that was my main thing that I brought to the program, to see it, you know, continue 2 years after my graduation. It means a lot to me to know that I'm still impacting the program to this day.
Both of you as high school, not Evelyn, take yourself back to being a high school athlete, but Lucy as a high school athlete, when you get called to do these youth camps, mm-hmm. You know, you're there at 9 o'clock on a Saturday, even earlier sometimes. I mean, that's rough, but mm-hmm. what does that do for you as a high school athlete? Does it kind of give you a perspective outside of playing? Does it give you a little bit more of appreciation for the joys of the game to see how much these kids love it? Or what's that like for a high school athlete to be part of that that atmosphere with the youth?
It's so cool. I mean, like, we had it this past weekend. We had practice, and then we had the youth league. And obviously some of the girls are just, like, whatever with it. But I think a lot of us have realized, like, this is the future of Maumee basketball. Like, these girls are going to make a difference, and it starts, like, with them making connections right here. And the two girls I was talking about, like, they go to, like, almost every home game.
So shout them out. What are their names?
Their names are Edelin and Anave.
Okay.
Okay. they made me a sign. I think, I can't remember which game it was. I think it might have been Lake, and it was Lucy Porter owns the fourth quarter.
And I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, so I remember seeing that sign. I saw something. I was like, oh my gosh, like, it's those girls. And they, like, they made a sign for me. Like, and I'm a junior in high school. Like, it's just... it's crazy to think about. And then we have youth night and they're all coming up to us wanting our autographs. You know, like half of us don't even know how to sign our own autograph. But like,
you guys don't learn cursive anymore.
Yeah. But like, it's just so cool. Like being, knowing that these girls are looking up to us and that they see, like they want to go to the games. They want to go to the camps. They want to go to all this, all that, because they want to be a mommy girls basketball player. Like there's just... it's just, it's crazy to think about. And obviously we had that one, that girl come in with the fan art, you know, and yeah. I told her, I showed her, I went into the locker room and I showed her, I was like, look at, like, we have your fan art in the locker room. She said, like, I made art for you guys just to, it's just, it's so cool. Like, I think my freshman year, my sophomore year, that wasn't, it was still there, but not as big as it is now. So seeing that, I think, is awesome, just because I know that these girls are going to be the ones who, again, after us, make a difference for the basketball team.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, everything that Lucy said about being from the player aspect is 100% true. It's awesome to put an impact, like, on the younger generation, the future, like, Maumee Panthers. But, I mean, I can speak from, like a bystander perspective, I guess. I'm home from winter for Thanksgiving break.
Yeah.
And walking into that youth camp yesterday when they, not youth camp, but like youth practice.
Yeah, the bitty.
Yeah. When all of like the girls were there like coaching and helping out, and like it was just so refreshing to see like you guys were like actually making it fun. Like you guys were cheering with them. You were like celebrating when they made shots. You were like actually like coaching them.
You were teaching them celebrations, gritties, yes, and things like yeah. that.
It's all of them. It's the fresh, like,
yeah.
We had this group of freshmen who, by the way, they bring so much energy. Like, yeah. This group of freshmen right now, I look forward to practice every day because they just make me laugh. Like, they are great to have, I think, just because with varsity, like, sometimes we have bad practices and sometimes we come into the locker room and we're upset. But yeah. These, it's nice to have so many younger people just to keep us in check. Like, at the end of the day, we're all teenagers. We're mm-hmm. all, like... this isn't, you know, like the NBA or whatever. We're not like trying to, this isn't life, basketball or life. Like it's at the end of the day, we're all high schoolers and we all probably have homework to do when we get home. We all have a life outside of this.
Just from like watching them yesterday, it was like their energy was contagious. Like yeah. I was sitting on the sideline and I was like getting into it too. Like
they, yeah.
It was so contagious. And I can see how like that's going to be a blessing for the program. How, like, even if they're not on the court or not on the varsity bench, like, even from, like, behind the bench where the girls sit or during JV, like, that energy travels through the program. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very special thing to have in even just one person, but it seems like it's that entire freshman mm-hmm. class that it has is. It.
Yeah. I remember, like, it's just crazy because now I'm the senior when they're a freshman. And I remember yeah. senior night. I remember sitting on the bench. Like, I remember it mm-hmm. vividly. Sitting on the bench for Evelyn senior night and for Peyton senior night and for Taylor senior night, just sitting there and be like, dang, that's going to be me in a couple years. And then the next year, dang, that's going to be me in even less years. Like, you know, it's crazy. And I remember sitting on the bench just, like, just getting emotional because mm-hmm. it's – you people don't realize how often when you play a high school sport, how often you're around these people.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. you are with them day in and day out. The only really day we don't see each other is Sunday. And even sometimes we have practice on Sunday. So yeah. These girls, I mean, especially this year, it's special. And I, like, try to get, not get too emotional about it, but, like, me and Izzy and Taylor and Haley and Rain, like, we've been playing together since we were in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Like, I know these girls. Like, they are truly my best friends. And I think that's just what makes us even better. Because we've all grown together. Like, all of us have grown together. We know each other. We know what we each other do. We have connections with each other. So I think that's special. And I just, like, it's just going to be hard. Like, senior night is going to be hard for me just because of that. But also the freshmen. Like, they just mean, I think they just bring the energy, they bring passion, they bring so much juice to our team. Like, it's just, it's crazy. We wouldn't, I don't think even, I mean, we're like, what, a month into the season, but I don't think we would have as much fun as we do now without these freshmen and these sophomores, just because of the energy and the life they bring to the program.
Here is the rapid fire portion of it. So obviously I ask you a question, you just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we are right in the middle of the holiday season. What is Lucy Porter's favorite holiday?
I think I'm gonna have to say Thanksgiving, but Christmas is a really close second for me.
Okay, why Thanksgiving?
I think just because football season, you know, I like watching football. I like being with my family. So I would just say Thanksgiving. Also because, you know, game day is right around the corner. We usually always have a game around Thanksgiving. So that makes it that much more enjoyable. But Christmas is a close second just because I'm a very family-oriented person. I like being with my family. I would rather be with my family than just being with my friends. I would probably rather choose my family just because they support me so much. So
I love it. That's awesome. And you do have a great family. Shout out to Mike and Jill.
Shout out Mike and Jill.
I hesitate to ask this because I have a feeling I might not know who the hell you say, but what is your hype music? What is that one artist? What is that one song you listen to that gets Lucy Porter hyped up before a game?
I listen to a good amount of rap before the games, but recently, it's kind of a long story, but I went over to my great-grandma's, and she was playing this, like, orchestra music, and I was like, wow, this is really nice. So before our scrimmages, I've been listening to, like, musical, like, orchestra music, and just before our games, because I can't remember his name, but it's just like...
So are we talking like Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, that type of stuff?
So, I mean, obviously, like, so on the way to our scrimmages, I listened to it, and it was just like, I don't know why, it just, like, made me feel like, I just felt like I was more, like, tuned into myself. So I've been listening to that because my great-grandma told me that it was good music, so I've been listening to it. But I also listen to hype music, like, before the game, like, in the locker room, we always listen to hype music. Taylor has great music. It's usually Drake is who we listen to. Okay. Mila and Rain have great music taste, so they're usually on aux. So yeah, either some symphony music or some rap, I would say.
I mean, we're covering the gamut here from Mozart to Drake.
Yeah, I know. I had an AAU coach and eighth grade say that we should listen to Mozart before games, and I never did, but now I have, and it's made me more in tune with myself. So
see, there you go.
I don't know. Yeah.
Has there been a book for you that's made a difference for you?
I think our book that we read last year as a team, Pound the Stone. We always say it. We wrote it on our shoes this year and last year. We just wrote PTS because last year I think that was a huge difference maker. You know, no one really wanted to read, but we did it. We read, and we had our little book club after every practice. We talked about the book, and I think everyone learned a lesson from that. Like, it's a great book for athletes, for really anyone, but I think it was just a huge difference maker. It just emphasizes, you know, it's the little things that make you who you are. It's the little things that makes an athlete who an athlete is. So I think that's a big book that has completely influenced my journey.
Okay. What's your favorite TV show right now? What's the TV show you're binging?
I don't watch a lot of TV, but if I did, I would have to say Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Stranger Things is a popular one on the podcast.
Yeah, I know. I've heard it a couple times.
Yeah. Chad Kane, the boys soccer coach, even said it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it spans generations.
Mm-hmm.
All right, last question here. I know the answer. Ohio State or that team up north?
Ohio State.
What's your score prediction for... Ooh. We're recording this the day after they absolutely pantsed Indiana. Yeah. What's your score prediction for the game?
I hope we blow them out, but
I want to hang 100 on them. I'm still on that. I'm still on hanging 100 on
them. I'll give Michigan a little grace, but I'll say 42-17.
That's absolutely bonkers because my score prediction is 42-15.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give Michigan a little grace, but I get it. That's the one team I get into watching. I usually watch every Ohio State football game with my dad just because.
Yeah,
but I love football and I love Ohio State, so hopefully we can blow them out of the water this weekend.
Obviously, I raised you right, Evelyn, so I know your answer is Ohio State. So I raised
you right.
Hang 100 on them. What's your score prediction for Saturday?
I'm going to say, like, 49-10.
49-10.
I'm going to give them a touchdown and a field goal because, I mean, even Indiana scored the first touchdown yesterday. So it takes a second for us to warm up, I feel like.
It does.
So I'm going to give them a touchdown.
Okay.
And then it's lights out.
Then that's it.
It's lights out.
Yeah.
Just like yesterday.
All right.
Google that.
That's outstanding. That's so great. Google that. All right. Well, everybody, Google Lucy Porter. You don't have to Google Lucy Porter. That's silly. Everybody knows Lucy Porter.
Of course.
Lucy Porter's the goat, right?
Yup.
Yeah. All right. Well, Lucy, thank you so much for joining the podcast. It has been fantastic watching you grow as a player and more just as a person over these last 4 years. You are an incredible person. You are somebody that I really think the Maumee community is lucky to have for our young girls, our young women to look up to, and you're such a great influence on them. So
thank you.
Good luck this season, and can't wait to see that NBC championship.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks again to Lucy for joining me on the show. As good of a basketball player as she is, and trust me, she's pretty darn great, she's an even better person. Maumee should be proud to have someone like her representing our school and our student athletes. I can't wait to watch her cap off her high school career with an incredible senior season. Before we sign off this week, let's take a look at some of the news and notes in Panthers athletics. The Maumee boys bowling team got its season off on the right foot, beating Springfield 2,191 pins to 1,769 last week at Bowleroo Lanes. Tommy Parker had a 406 series to lead the Panthers, and Antonio Valadez came in with a 381 series. The Panthers girls bowling team had its first match in a decade last week, losing to Springfield 17-06 to 13-06. Faith Parker started her sophomore season off with a strong performance, rolling a 349 series. Freshman Shelby Benson added a 227 series for Maumee. The boys and girls bowling teams will be in action twice next week, hosting Eastwood at Timbers on Tuesday before traveling to Interstate Lanes to face Rossford on Thursday. The Maumee girls basketball team will look to win its second straight season opener when it hosts Otsego on Friday night. The Panthers won both of last year's matchups by a combined score of 77-48. The Panthers boys basketball team gets its season underway one night later when they host Toledo Christian on Saturday. It'll be the first game under new head coach TJ Gillespie. The Panthers will be back on the home court a few nights later, hosting Woodward on Tuesday. And that's a look around Maumee Athletics. You've reached the end of another episode of Inside Maumee Athletics. Thanks again to Lucy Porter for joining the show. I'm so excited for another girls basketball season to tip off. Good luck to Goose and the rest of the team. We're also lucky to have our supporters, the Maumee Athletic Boosters, the Mirror Newspaper, and Pride of the Panthers Photographers. If you'd like to contact the podcast, email us at insidemaumeeathletics@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Inside Maumee Athletics on Facebook and YouTube, and at Inside Maumee ATH on Twitter. Thanks for listening!